do you remember what it was like for you parents out there, you good parents out there, who...
Early in the show, Hug said that Katie, for New Year's, needs to work on being a better mom.
Yeah, improve my mom skills. Anyway, I digress. The moment when you found out, not only that you were going to be a parent, but then that moment when you got to meet your baby for the very first time.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, the excitement, and you're scared, but you're so full of joy. Well, there's a couple that were in that place, that headspace. They were not, they had a child of their own, but they also decided that they wanted to adopt. And so they found a woman who was at the time 5 months pregnant, and she didn't want to have the baby herself, but she wanted to put the baby up for adoption. And so this couple were rejoicing. You know, that's God had answered their prayers.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who was carrying the baby texted them one day. She lived in Texas, or she lived in West Virginia. I'm sorry.
Right.
Lived in West Virginia. The couple lived in California. So the mother-to-be texted the to-be parents and said, the baby's coming soon. I'm in a lot of pain. I think it's time. The couple get on an airplane, rush to West Virginia.
Yeah.
And when they get to the hospital, they find out that the woman was never pregnant to begin with.
Okay, that's psycho. Next level psycho.
Okay, so...
Right?
What's the benefit of that?
I have no idea.
Money?
She probably was being...
Paid.
Paid, maybe? I mean,
well,
you know...
They got there, what happened?
Well, so the woman... I think we have a little bit of audio. The woman was sitting in the hospital, and when people were asking her, why did you do this? Why did you do this? This was her response.
Somebody, another nurse came walking up and she said, well, that must be a common name because there is somebody here named Elizabeth Jones, but she's not pregnant.
And then she says this.
That's the $1 million question. We're still, I don't know, I go to therapy and we're still trying to figure that. I don't know. I can't explain why I done it or anything like that, but I'm not a horrible person. I'm really not.
That's pretty close.
I think so.
You think that you're going to have a brand new baby that you're adopting, and you fly across country, and they're like, oh, no, I'm not pregnant.
And she was never pregnant to begin with.
Right.
So she knowingly lied
led them on the whole
to this
time.
Couple. Yeah.
It's like catfishing with babies.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, it wasn't through a surrogate agency or anything like that, but I'm sure there was some sort of money involved.
You would think so.
I mean, what happens to the parents now? Do they just have to cut their losses and... financial support and walk away?
I don't know.
What do you do?
I have no idea.
Sue.
But I don't think she has much.
Yeah.
We do have our official attorney, Mancus Matt. You did read my mind.
Fantastic.
On this, read all of our minds. Lisa Lanier, what can be done in this situation here?
Hey, good morning. Yes, she sounds like a pretty terrible person to me because you know how devastating this was to the family. So the majority of states, including Virginia, where this happened, they don't have any specific criminal law that deals with adoption fraud. But what happens is, and this is not a new scenario, this happens a lot, where usually there's an exchange of money. And if there's an exchange of money, then it triggers just ordinary criminal laws involving fraud. So usually these people get prosecuted. But here, what sounds interesting, every other story I've ever read about this kind of scenario, they immediately talk about what the financial arrangement was, and they immediately talk about fraud charges. My concern in reading this story, and I couldn't find a great deal of level of detail on this, it almost sounds like there was no exchange of money, and maybe this lady is just psycho and was doing this for the attention or something. And so that should have been a red flag to this couple. And it also, some of the details don't make a lot of sense to me. Like, she contacted them when she was 5 months pregnant. They came out one time to make some arrangements and take some photos with her. But, you know, you would want lawyers involved. You would want, a lot of times these adoptive parents will either start to go to the OBGYN visits or they will at least get records and that sort of thing. So it seems like maybe they didn't do their due diligence.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And just got, you know, it just kind of got excited or whatever. But if the crazy thing is, if there was no exchange of money, then it becomes an illusory promise. There's no contract. It's lacking the fundamental element of a contract, which is called consideration. Consideration is the exchange of money. Mm. And with no consideration, there's no contract, and there's really no breach of any laws. You can't really punish people for making a bad promise.
Yeah, but can you sue the person for you? Can you sue the person for your travel expenses? Can you sue the person for... the fact that you misled them and making arrangements and all that stuff?
Well, you know, they might consider just like an emotional distress type claim against this lady or something. But given the fact that if it is true that there was no exchange of money and she just made a promise, you really can't be punished legally for breaking a promise unless there was consideration. And she probably doesn't have a pot to pee in, you know?
Yeah,
yeah,
so
that doesn't sound like it. Yeah.
What are you going to get from her? So, you know, and this exchange of money in these adoption scenarios, it's not usually a ton of money. Like, there was a lady prosecuted in a similar scenario last year in Tucson, made a lot of news because she had offered up her twins. She really did have twins, but she offered them up to several different couples, and she was getting like $6,000 total from these people because, you know, every state limits. You can't sell babies.
So right.
They have strict limits on what you can pay for, and it's usually like housing expenses, medical expenses, legal fees, that kind of thing. So it's not a lot of money.
But I see.
At least it's an exchange of some money.
I wonder, to me, what her end game was going to be. I mean, she lied to them in the first place by saying she was pregnant and she never was. And then she allows them, you said, Lisa, to come out and take photos when she's not pregnant. And then she texts them to
5 months pregnant.
Yeah, and then she texts them to say, baby's coming, better get here quick. What was going to happen?
Yeah, you could think if she was lying all the way around, maybe she would say something like, oh, I lost the baby, you know, to get out of it.
Yeah.
But then come to the hospital where I am. I think
she probably is a very disturbed, and she's probably a very mentally ill person, and she's getting some kind of jollies out of jerking these people around. Or, you know, like the attention, you know, there are people that have like Munchausen syndrome where they fake illnesses and stuff.
Maybe
she enjoyed the attention of thinking, you know, people thinking she was pregnant and treating her in a special way. But I mean, clearly she's a very disturbed lady, and I feel bad for these people because people get excited.
Oh, yes.
And they lose their better judgment. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm sure there were red flags popping up all over the place, but these folks were like, hey, we're getting a baby. You know?
Right, it's supposed to be a magical experience and turn into a nightmare.
Always go through an agency, I guess, get the paperwork.
Get the lawyers, make sure you do everything the right way. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, we love her, Lisa Lanier, thank you so much. If you're ever injured on the job, make sure you contact her right away. Don't wait. 1-888-CONSULT or simply go to hireaheavyweight.com.